B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 1 o'clock and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're at Beasley Media Group Station. Do me a favor, sit tight, because I want to get right back to you. But look, we got a little Bring the Heat action. I forgot, because we haven't done it in a while. We had our fun show on Wednesday, so we got lots to do. It Bring the Heat starts now.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony, call 610-771-9751. Now, Bring the Heat.
B-A-T-L-E-S-E-O!
All right, Pat. I'm assuming it was pretty busy, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. You'd imagine that people wanted to bring the heat.
You know, it's amazing. Like, the guy John was a nice guy, man. I thought he was a...
I love his optimism.
Me too. I do too. But what do you expect people to say? They're not really done. They're frustrated. You lose a game after Buffalo beats Dallas, and you lose to a horrific Miami team. What are you supposed to say?
Well, it's like the devil and angel on your shoulder. You know, you got the angel sitting there going, well, they kept those games close. And then the devil being like, bro, they lost to Miami.
Yeah.
They can lose to anybody.
Exactly.
And they're going to play Temple in the bowl game.
Right. Oh, I hate it.
Are you kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me? 34-28? Are you kidding me? What the hell, Doug? What the hell? This whole team should be just completely blown up because they all suck. From the quarterback to the tight end to the wide receivers to the offensive linemen to the defense, they all blow.
Well, exactly what are you supposed to say? That. Right? You're supposed to say that because you're upset. They lost against a drastically inferior team. And you're supposed to react like that because you care.
You know, I'm watching Doug Peterson's post-game conference. You got to be kidding me. Miles Sanders, 17 carries, 83 yards. Say a Jai, 1 carry, 9 yards. And he never held the ball again. Come on, Doug!
Exactly. And that is what I agree with. It's not about 28-20, run the ball. It's about a game plan that should have been run heavy from the beginning. Because, yeah, their D-backs are bad, but so is their front. And you shorten a game. If you think that, oh, my God, my defense is going to wilt in the heat of South Beach, run the ball, pound it down their throat. And the biggest reason why you run the ball is bad teams quit when they get run on. You quit, you make that game, you win that game early.
James Forrest, you shit the bed. Eagles, defense, shit the bed. The offense, shit the bed. The head coach, shit the bed. Everybody, shit the bed. What a complete shit show. Complete shit show.
What do you think his favorite curse word is?
Yeah. What's yours?
Probably the F1.
I like the mother one.
That's a good one, too. Can't disagree with the caller, by the way.
Right.
That's how I described it.
That loss was inexcusable. This game, we needed to win. Dallas lost. Everyone needs to be looked at from the top to the bottom. That includes Howie Roseman, Jeffrey Lurie, Doug Peterson, even Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz needs to be looked at. Oh, it ruins my week. I'm done.
Yeah, but he says he's done. He's not really done, but you get it. So, I'm going to give you, like, ammo for all the run-the-ball people. And I'm just going to tell you to go to Baldy's Breakdowns and see how the Eagles' offensive line can dominate a football game. And how the Eagles' offensive line can dominate the Dolphins' front.
Do I want to see that? Like, for my mental sanity, do I want to know?
So, I, you know, Baldy's my man, right? I love him. And so I go, dude, how in the world could they lose to the Dolphins? Seriously. And then he hits me back with a Sun Tzu quote. The Sun Tzu quote is, know yourself and you will win all the battles. And it's one of his breakdowns of the offensive line just giving you a massive hole for Miles Sanders to run through.
I just feel like this might be like an ignorance is bliss situation with me, you know? Just going to make me more upset.
Oh, my God. How in the world? That's the point about running the football.
They botched this so bad.
It's not about 28-20. It's about from the start of the game and taking their will. That's why you have to run the football.
It's the second game in a row, by the way.
And that's why he hasn't. He hasn't done it. He's not a good play caller. He's not. Go.
Just watch the end of the third quarter. Can't be surprised if they don't win this game. I know it's supposed to be bring the heat, but I'm not feeling so hot. Here's the offense, and maybe by the end of the season, this team will get both sides of the ball working. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
That's good. Keep going.
You know, if I hear Dougie P say, I've got to do a better job every week. And Carson Wentz, I know I need to do a better job. But the problem is, when I hear these press conferences, I got to do a better job, I got to do a better job. You know what? Really, talk is cheap. I need you to just do it, okay? It's too much to ask.
You know what? And I hear you. But worse in these press conferences is the obnoxious Doug. Give me some obnoxious Doug, would you? Give me some Doug. Because, you know, it's about, you guys didn't play pro football. I don't think he did much either, but obnoxious Doug is not becoming when you lose to the Dolphins.
We had opportunities. You know, we had a mishap, we had a drop pass there in the red zone. That would have been possibly another touchdown there. It's just execution and in critical moments. And those are things that I look at as the head coach and calling plays and making sure that I'm putting our players in those situations during the week.
You didn't go further with it.
It's all self-inflicted. Even the plays that they made, our players were in position to make those plays. We just didn't. They executed, we didn't. And so that to me doesn't deserve any kind of shakeup. No, it doesn't.
Dismissive. Yeah, well, you know, they made plays we didn't. You know, they're a good team. They're a two-wing team. You have this season to play for. You have your division. The Cowboys lost on Thanksgiving Day, right? And you come out with that effort, and then you answer the question like that?
If you rewatch the game, again, we have guys in position. It's not the calls. It's not the effort of the team. It's not any of that. We're in position. They made the play. We didn't. We've got to do our job as far as putting our players in position. It's not a talent thing. If you've ever played competitive sports in your life, you would know. I mean, there are times when you get beat, and there's times when you win. And we got beat.
Wait. So I just want to clarify. There's times that you win, but there's also times where you get beat. That's next level analysis.
I don't know why he grates on me so bad when he goes that route.
You know what annoys me?
Because he said, real quick, he says, well, it's not the play calls. It's not the execution. It's not the talent. But then he goes the obligatory, we need to put him in better position. Well, again, that's the call. That's the idea. The whole thing is you.
I think what annoys me most is when he goes with the exasperated again.
Exactly. You
know, and again.
Again.
As if he's so annoyed by the question,
exactly.
The audacity, yeah, of these reporters, who, by the way, the Eagles beat reporters are the best in the city. Like, they grill this guy, and he just acts like, oh, really? Like, I got to answer this again? Again, didn't I already explain this? No, you didn't. Dude, you lost to Miami.
Yeah, you did. You lost
to
Miami.
Sorry to have to get up and answer some questions about how you lose to the Dolphins.
Sorry, it's uncomfortable. But when you're playing for the division and you lose, you got to stand up there and you got to address it. You got to own it. Next.
See, Doug Peterson, if this is the new norm, I don't want none of this. Your play calling and your defensive coordinator are trash. Both of you go in the dumpster, and we set y'all on fire.
Oh, that was good. I don't know why that made me feel better.
It's already a dumpster fire, though.
It's figurative.
We're not setting them on fire. It's already
right,
on fire.
It's, but it's all figurative. It's not literal.
This coaching, play calling blows. How are you going to lose to a team that does not have any playoff aspiration? See you in the draft. And run the f***ing ball.
Unreal. Give me a couple more.
Well, the Eagles game is certainly indicative of the day. It sucks. Sports got out coach Doug runs the ball only 19 times versus the 31st ranked rushing defense.
Amen, brother. Amen. Now, I got, hey, Tyrone, good to see you last night, my brother. Six is outside, a shout out. Play that song. I'll give you a couple more, Pat.
Hey, boys, it's Coach O again. Going to talk a little Flyers.
Coach O, talk a Flyers.
The Wells Fargo Center tonight. They going to see what the Philly crowd's all about. We coming. Go Flyers.
Coach O on hockey. I love it. That's great. Flyers Leafs tonight.
It's a good game.
What do you think?
Leafs look really good after they fired Babcock, who apparently is a terrible human being. Nobody knew it, though.
Dude, that offense is ridiculous.
Yeah, but the problem is they have no defense.
Yes.
The Flyers are a way more complete team. Way more complete than the Leafs. Leafs offense is spectacular, but the Leafs defense is about as good as the Eagles defense was on Sunday. So I like the Flyers tonight.
Like the Flyers tonight?
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh my God, they lose to the Dolphins? Ay, ay, ay. You know what the problem with this team is? There's no freaking accountability. None. Zero. No accountability. No leadership. They're circling the drain. Season's over.
Wow. That's really when that poor, I'll call him poor John, when poor John said, hey, gun to your head, did they win out? I got a gun to my head. No, they don't win out. Well, they're above, Anthony just lost to Miami. They're above the Giants? They're losing to the Giants? Well, I don't know.
You cannot say they are above anybody at this point after losing to the,
right,
to the Dolphins.
And you just gave Dallas more. Like they're dying. Jerry Jones is wants to fire his coach, and you just gave them life. Like you want them to feel pressure.
Is this the worst coached division in football? You've got Jason Garrett who collapsed. Doug Peterson, who I don't know if you're aware of this, but he played the game. Then you've got Pat Shurmur, who's not
sucks.
Good.
He's terrible.
And then Callahan, whose brilliant wisdom the first go around was, I'm going to take this the same coach while I'm playing the Super Bowl. I'm going to use all of his plays. They'll never see it coming. It's the worst coach division in football.
Wow. They are just a ship of fools. Oh, that's bad.
All right, I knew it.
Here you go.
I knew it as soon as that Dallas game was over that they were going to lose this game. I'm so pissed off. Dude, if it's not the defense, it's the offense. It's not the offense, it's defense. You both stink. You stink!
Oh, let's bring the heat. Brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Winter is here. It's cold. It was freezing this morning. Your heating system's not evenly or efficiently heating your home. Got to get help. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. Let's go to Mark in Washington Crossing. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys. First off, great show. I absolutely love the show. I'm listening to the Doug Peterson, Carson Wentz conversations that are going on, And, you know, apparently he played professional football. I get it. If you look back, and I think everybody can relate to this, if you look back to last year when Wentz, and I am, believe it or not, a Wentz fan.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say some things.
Sure.
Wentz, you know, for the lion's share of us that didn't play professional football, we all played recess football in middle school. And the performance that Wentz turned in last year was he drafted the first kid, and that big kid on the playground, you throw to him over and over again, and that was Zach Ertz. And that's where these pimples started showing up, both literally and figuratively. And then it transpired into the long ball. Foles gets in last year, and Alshon Jeffries had, I think, two catches at that point. And all of a sudden, we have a long ball. And nobody was wide open when the long ball was thrown, but Foles was completing the long ball. And I'm not saying Foles for Wentz. That's not the point. The point is you roll into this season and this game in particular, and I heard what you said to one caller. Hey, I don't agree with you. I think they were fired up for this game. I turned that game on. We're not even recognizing that the Dolphins spotted us 7 points on the first play of the game. They spotted us 7. They're fired up. And the weirdest thing happened, we aren't a good football team anymore. I don't know how to explain other than...
Yeah, listen, you know, I think you're right. They're not a good football team, but still, you have a competitive advantage against the Dolphins, right?
Totally.
But you have to win the game. I mean, there is no excuse whatsoever as to how do you lose to Miami when, you know, you still are alive for the division.
Right. And this is the third week in a row that a trick play beat us. So not calling a timeout there and not being accountable for, like, you know, oh, yeah, hey, you know, you're right. And you said, you know, these are the best sports writers around, and I agree with it. I mean, you know, we're in a town where, you know, this stuff counts, man. You can't go down and lose that game to Miami. And, you know, Fitzpatrick is throwing to, you know.
Devontae Parker, right.
Yeah, I don't think we have a guy right now like Devontae Parker. I think Alshon's aged, like, quickly. I don't know why. He just doesn't seem to be open like that.
He can't run. Yeah, he's not the guy of 2 years ago. He's not the guy of last year. He's not. He's an average receiver right now. And these are bad D-backs he was going up against.
Yeah, and one of the caveats, one of the things that happens when you successfully run the football is the field, downfield, starts to open up. And you can't tell me that the Miami Dolphins have these shutdown corners that can shut us down for four quarters where we don't really try a long ball. And if you watch Fitzpatrick, he was throwing to covered receivers that would go up and beat the D-back for the ball. My only criticism to Wentz is, like, short routes, medium routes, yeah, A+, A-, whatever. He's a little skitterish, and he doesn't put up that ball into an area. He just doesn't attempt it. Into an area that he throws a receiver open. That's my beef.
I hear you. And it's, you know, listen, the quarterback's fair game because he, you know, obviously has not played well and he's regressed. All that said, when he had DeSean Jackson for just that little minuscule time, he hit him down the field. I think these receivers are incapable of throwing open.
Okay. Okay.
But whatever. I mean, listen, that's not an alibi for the quarterback because quarterback has not played well. So, you know, it's just a frustrating mark. It's really frustrating. Hey, are you a Temple basketball fan by any chance?
Absolutely.
My man, you're going to the game. Oh, so hold on, buddy. We're going to send you a little Temple action. Because Aaron McKee, they played Maryland really tough.
Yeah, they did.
On Thanksgiving Day.
Couldn't believe they didn't get some votes for the AP because they're 6-1.
I know.
And they're only lost to the number 3 team in the country close.
Exactly. Good game on Saturday. You're going to Mark, Missouri on Saturday, 7:30. You can watch Temple battle Missouri at 7:30 at the Lee Cora Center. For tickets, visit owlsticks.com. Let's go to Steve in Easton. Stevie, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, cuz?
What's crackalating, Stevie?
Oh, man, I'm just at work right now, you know. I'm not working. I'm embarrassed, man.
Yeah?
I'm embarrassed.
Yeah?
You know, I feel your pain. I feel everybody's pain.
You know, I mean, Doug, you know, he won a Super Bowl, but I think he had, he got a lot of help. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of help from Filippo and then all the offensive coordinators and stuff. So, I mean, if he stays in the NBA, I understand it. Okay, whatever. But if we do lose to the Giants, you know, or again, it's already unacceptable. You know what I'm saying? So now, like, I mean, I kind of want Doug, like, I think he can't manage the game. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be surprised if he was out. You know what I mean?
I don't think Jeffrey Lurie would move on. So quite frankly, I don't think he's moving on. But I get what you're saying, and I understand. Yeah. You know, I mean, I got real questions about how good of a coach he is.
Uh-huh. See, seriously, because he's not showing us that he's an X and O guy. You know, he's really not. He's saying the same thing, and his press conferences aren't helping him at all. You just can't see. He's like oblivious to what he's even, you know, how he thinks. It's just, it's real frustrating, man, real frustrating. But all I got to say is right now, Doug Peterson can pump his ass.
You know what I mean? Oh my God, Stevie, that's hysterical.
That's a lot. That's pump all I got for you, man. There you go.
Pump that brace a little bit. Brother, you're the man, Stevie. Thanks, buddy. Oh man, it's terrible, Pat.
It's not good. It's not all doom and gloom, though, because, you know, the Flyers look really good. The Sixers are winning. Temple's winning.
Yeah, listen.
It's just that one team that we all love and adore. It sucks. But, you know, I mean, Franco's gone. Cesar's gone.
Well, I'm glad about Cesar. You know, I'm an anti-Cesar guy.
Yeah, unfortunately, Knapp's back. But, you know, we're going to ignore that.
No Cesar, no Franco. No more. That's good. All right, let's take a quick T.O. Whether you're watching a game with friends or any game, like tonight, you watch the Flyers game, Flyers and Leafs, you got to go big with Primos, baby. I always tell you about Primos, man. I always tell you about the holidays and games, watching games and being with friends and parties. You can't go wrong with Primo Hoagie's Party Trays. The greatest hoagies in the Delaware Valley. I've been telling you that forever. And right now, it's a gift card extravaganza. Perfect stocking stuffer. Buy a $25 gift card and you get a free $5 gift card. Buy a $50 gift card, you get a free $10 gift card. And buy a $100 gift card, you get a free $25 gift card. Must be a rewards member. Valid now until December 28th, 2019. I always tell you about them. They have that great roll, the rolls that are baked fresh in-store every couple hours using the highest quality Thuman meats and cheeses sliced fresh to order and served on that bread. Ah, oh, it's the best. I'm telling you, they have just over 90 locations. I go back to the original on Rittner Street, but that taste is the same. It's the greatest hoagie ever. Go to PrimoHoagies.com. You're going today, Pat?
I'm going to the one in Roxborough, yeah. Hit it up.
There you go, brother.
You sold it.
There you go. Just remember, it's not just a hoagie. It's a Primo.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Baby. 1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
Gosh, it went great.
I was just visiting with Mikey Miss. Baby. So, Pat, you know what's crazy? Is that the Tunis wedding was Saturday night. So, long before the Tunis wedding invites come out, I go with Philly Sports Trips to meet the bro and I to host this Eagles trip. And they did a great job, by the way. Vince Rizzuto and Bob Cavanaugh. I mean, just tremendous guys. Amazing. Anyway, so we were going to Philly Sports Trip. So I can't go to the wedding.
I missed it too, unfortunately.
You missed the wedding?
Yeah, I had a mother-in-law's birthday.
Ah, yeah. So it was funny. So I was talking to Mikey Ness. Now, Mikey was in attendance at the big shebang. Now, you know, you hear me talk about my buddy Tooch, right? So where did Tooch was at the wedding, at the Tunis wedding.
What? Did Tooch take your invite?
So Tooch, the Tunis fiance, Christy, grew up next to Tooch. So she gets invited from the bride's side. Now, what are the odds that my producer gets married? I'm not there, but Tooch is. So Mikey just said
that. Philadelphia is the biggest small city.
It truly is. So Mikey, that's the exact quote that Mike just said to me. Because Mike goes to the bar. He goes, who did I see? I saw your boy Tooch. But he said it was a great wedding, a great night. I'm glad for the Tunis. Tunis right now by the beach.
Yeah, well, the Eagles are haven't won a game since he's gotten married, so.
Farf. Let's go to Robin. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Robin.
Hey, how you doing, Anthony? I'm getting ready to get aboard a plane right now from Orlando, but my point was we were on the booze cruise.
And what's up, brother?
Yeah, before we ran into you, we seen a guy that looked a lot like Missinelli. My son said, is that Missinelli? I go, nah, he's got to be like 10 or 20 years older than Missinelli. We had a few beers by then, but we were maybe underestimating. I don't know. But anyway, it turned out after we ran into you, that that was your father. And he looks just like Missinelli.
You had Mikey, right. It's the Italians. Yeah.
Right, we
all look alike.
I don't know about that.
Great. That's awesome. He could be Mike. He could be Mike's brother.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
His older brother. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. Right. That's great.
But anyway, we're getting ready to come back to Trenton now.
Did you have a great time or what? Other than the game, did you have a great time?
Other than the game, yeah, everything was great, but the game sucked. I mean, we thought after the interception, like, oh, here we go, you know? We're on our way, you know? And it just didn't happen.
Yeah. I still can't believe it because you saw it. There were 40,000 Eagle fans there.
Yeah, I know.
It was wild.
But it was a good trip. I'm glad we did it.
Did it, buddy. Listen, have a safe trip home, okay?
All right, thanks.
Be careful, buddy. Great to meet you. Bye. Take care. Yeah, it was wild. By the way, I was telling Mikey that, like, when you go away, like an away game. Now, mind you, that was my first tailgate ever. Like, really true tailgate. Because for years, you know, I'm media, so I never really did the tailgate thing. So we had the tailgate, and I was amazed. The Eagle fans are like pirates.
I take it over.
They're unbelievable. I go to the tailgate, you know, hey, what's going on, hanging out? People crushing beers. Who's got a bottle of the Fireball? I'm like, dude, it's 9 o'clock, man. I'm good. I gotta wait a little bit. I'm like a lightweight, but I'm, first time tailgater.
Oh, you can't hang.
Not at 9 a.m. Like I need like a little bit of the, you know, a couple. You know, I have my coffee.
You don't need breakfast because you don't like breakfast.
And then, right. I'll do a couple Miller Lights.
You need a Primo is what you need.
Right. You know. No, we had a dog. Get a good dog. And, but it was awesome. Like, they were walking into the stadium was unbelievable. I'm telling you, you looked around and it really felt like an invasion.
Yeah, I used to go to the Meadowlands because my family had Giants season tickets. So they would give me the Eagles Giants game every year. And it was, you know, T.O. McNabb, and it was the same thing. You would take over a stadium. It was the best feeling, knowing that
awesome.
It's another home.
Yeah, 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 it was awesome.
And normally the team will feed off that. And unfortunately, in this case, they did not.
Yeah, yeah, I'm still, like, I feel for those people. Because they're just, they were awesome. Like, they were just exuberant and, you know, filled with life, pride. They're not walking into that stadium with pride.
And then you got to walk out getting it from some Dolphins meathead.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's funny. Like, even those, like, those people didn't bother you. There's one guy in that whole stadium that bugged me to no end. It was the guy wearing a Dak Prescott jersey.
I can't believe you didn't get into it with him more.
Nah,
I've seen you get annoyed.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
Yeah, you know, I'm with Philly Sports Trips. What am I gonna do?
Yeah, and it's, you know, you don't need to pop up in a Florida story.
Yeah, no, I got my father next to me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, listen, by the way, there were 40,000 Eagle fans, so it wasn't like, you know, I kind of just watched. The only thing I said to him, I went, dude, why are you wearing that jersey? Like, why? It's Eagles Dolphins. Well, then he hits you with, well, we beat you once, we're going to beat you again. I went, all right, cuz.
That's crazy.
Get out of my face.
That's this guy's on his A.
Get out of my face. And then every play, first down. And then he's, you know, and there was a couple dudes next to me had a few, you know what I mean? And I thought those two were, like, they were going to take him out.
This dude can't name three members on the Dolphins, and he's all dolphined up.
Right, he's a cow. I was amazed.
He just wants to troll people.
I was like, he's a Cowboy fan, I guess from down there. But you know what was bad? Like, because here's the thing, and this is why, like, I wasn't going to get into it in a bad way. He had his wife. Yeah, I believe he had a child.
No, he didn't.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so you don't want to, you know, I would never do that.
Yeah, you don't want to beat him up and look at the kid and say,
no.
Daddy did this to himself.
No. Obviously, right? But all kidding aside, the wife was yapping too.
No, really?
Like, she was like, wah, wah, go away, you eagle. Wah, wah.
I don't know about you,
and
but
she was cursing like, oh, God, these people.
I never have a problem. Like, if you come into the Link or Wells Fargo Center or CBP or whatever, and you're cheering for another team, but you're not doing it obnoxiously like that. You know, you're kind of just sitting there watching.
Right.
I don't have a problem with you. But the obnoxious fans are the ones that just, they annoy the hell out of me.
Yeah. No.
And in that situation, he's doing it just to troll.
But it was the Dak guy. And it, worse was his wife was almost as bad.
It's awful.
And then there was a Dolphins Abe Lincoln guy. So he had the Abe Lincoln beard, no mustache, and he had the neck tattoos.
Well,
and he had to be in his 50s.
Oh,
and he had neck tattoos up and down. He had like a long neck, and he was all linked up on the neck with the Abe Lincoln beard.
Well, that's because the last time the Dolphins were good, it was 4 score 7 years ago.
It was hysterical. Like, that guy was a cretin, right? He was a cretin.
He's seen some stuff.
Yeah.
He's the bad guy in Bad Boys 3.
Right. Like, I mean, and he was older. I mean, he was in his 50s, so he looked like that dude was just a cretin.
Was he wearing a jersey?
He was wearing a Dolphins jersey.
What was the worst Dolphins jersey you saw there? Seen any, like, John Beck's?
You know, I don't know. I didn't take notes.
Couple of Ronnie Browns.
Yeah. Ronnie Brown. Geez. All right, we'll come back and finish up on the phones. Turn it over to Mike at the top of the hour with Tyrone and Natalie. It is Cuz Radio right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let me sneak some people in. Sean in the Northeast. What's up, my brother?
What's up, cuz?
What's happening, Sean?
How you doing, Pat?
How you doing, Pat?
Listen.
I'm good, man. Thanks for calling.
Listen, I knew this was going to happen Sunday. You know why?
Why?
Because I watched our coach against two great teams that we were in the game completely abandon the run, even with leads. And I knew once I seen the stat that the Dolphins gave up 150 yards a game, it was a perfect game for Doug to say, oh, well, they're probably going to expect us to run, so why don't we throw it 40 to 50 times? I got in arguments about people saying, oh, well, what are they going to say? They didn't run the ball and they scored. Well, no, they ran the ball in the first half, and then once they gave it up in the second half, the Dolphins got right back in the game.
Yeah, it was 28-20, and that's when, you know, you're talking about. But I actually think that they missed opportunities to run it more in the first half. They could have run, they should have more of a run dominant plan. Look, in the end, what you do is you take a team's will when you're the better team and you're running the ball down their throats.
And that's been pretty much our best option for the majority of this year because of injuries.
And the argument that the D-backs aren't any good doesn't hold water, because I can then counter that by saying neither is the Dolphins front. And I'm looking at Baldy breakdowns, and I'm seeing plays where the offensive line is opening up gaping holes.
And this is the scariest thing about this coach. We've known this for 4 years. The Super Bowl year after the Kansas City game, what happened? LeGarrette Blount got in his face, and the rest of the team got on Doug saying we need to be committed to the run. We went on a 9-game winning streak after that, and we had one of the best rushing teams in the league. All the top teams in the league this year are all top rushing teams. The running game is very important still in the NFL, and our coach's philosophy is, we don't need a lead back. We don't need anybody to get 100 yards. It's insane. And it almost makes me feel like Jordan Howard is like, I don't want to play here because I'm not going to be used.
You know, it's a fair criticism when you look at not just on Sunday. I mean, I can make the argument, I think they should have had a run dominant game plan. And I don't care about 28-14. I think you would have ran down their throats anyway, which you did. I watched some of the film that I did see was that of dominating the Eagles offensive line, dominating the defensive front. But it goes back to this whole season where he has missed too many opportunities. When you look at a team that's got these offensive weapons, these outside receivers, a quarterback who's scuffling, come on, run it, be done with it. Blaze. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Blaze.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. How we doing, my bad.
That's all right, Blaze. What's happening, brother?
All right, man. I just want to say what's up to my Fanatic family. I want to take it back to something real simple. My point was, I was waiting for a little bit, but my point basically was basically taking everything old school. You know what I mean? Like, everything, even as far as us as fans. There's nothing wrong with us. Everybody's sitting here calling in saying the same exact thing, beating their head up. Oh, I don't understand why this is happening. I don't understand why that was happening. Well, bear with me. It's nothing wrong with us. It's something wrong with them, and we shouldn't feel bad for that as fans. That's first of all. That's the first thing I want to say. Second of all, as far as everything everyone's asking for, people want everyone fired. Everything, that's not going to happen. If anything was to happen one way or another, you know what I mean, I think we should, as a collective, you know what I mean, kind of sort of figure out what we would want as far as which way it would be as far as coaching stands. If it's coaching that needs to go, then it's coaching. But if it's a player or a personnel that needs to go, then that's one thing.
Well, again, I agree with you. I don't think, you know, Doug Peterson is going to be fired. So that's not going to happen. But I do think it's an important conversation to figure out what you really have in Doug Peterson. Like, is Doug a really good coach who's having a bad year? Or is Doug just was lucky in 2017? I don't know. It's all fair to ask.
Doug was a bad coach who had a very good supporting cast. You ever seen a movie with a bad main star, but everyone around it, and maybe the plot is very good?
Yes.
So the movie seems more appealing.
Yes.
That was what's going on.
You know what? That's brilliant. It's like any movie with Keanu Reeves.
Right.
Yo, like, the Devil's Advocate was a great movie, despite him. I agree.
Yes, sir. Well, but the ending point, you know, I mean, I don't want to talk too long.
No, I think you're a genius, brother. I like it.
I'm going to call it more. But I think my ending point is just going to be as far as we as fans. I want everybody that's listening right now to just keep in mind, we have more control than you think we have. A lot of times when you hear Anthony Larger and Charles Gargano talking on the air, and he said, yo, I think the coach should do this. It's very funny that you've seen a coach do that, but he was never doing it before. I think we have a lot more power than we think. So as far as speaking things in life, what we want, we cannot fend, we cannot bend or fold as far as what we want. If that's what we want, that's what we love. We can't, you know.
I hear you, bro. I hear you. I hear you say, listen, you know, we don't have any control. We have the only power that you have is that of the big voice. And even that's limited. But that doesn't mean you don't talk about it. We care. We love it. This is what we do. We talk about it. We love this stuff. We care. I mean, listen, 50,000 Eagle fans who go to Miami, who spend money to go follow this team, and whether they went to Miami or any other road trip this year, and we heard the EAGLES resonate through that stadium. I mean, those people care. Don't forget Mikey Miss up next at 2. Our handoff brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. All right, we'll come back. We'll be back tomorrow to hang out. Lots to get to. You know, we got to dive deeply, and I think even more deeply, into who Doug is. What he is. We, you know, we've been talking about Carson and what Wentz is and his struggles. I think we need to dive deeply into what Peterson is. Who is he? Who exactly is he? We'll talk about it. We got Flyers, Leafs tonight. Love the Fly Guys. Everybody have a great night. Pat, great job. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.